we're back.
Yep.
Hopefully you guys didn't miss us too much yesterday. Yeah.
Hopefully you didn't fall asleep during that last episode we did. I didn't hardly make it through that shit. I can only remember the first half.
You did good.
Second half, it was just a blur. It's too much fucking drinking, man. Drinking twice a week now. That's not really normal for us, man.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, it kind of is. I actually kind of drink less than I used to, like in my 30s and early 40s. Yeah. I used to drink pretty much every night. I don't really do that much anymore.
I hope it was a good show.
I think it was good. I don't remember anything going too awry.
The shit fucking fell 3 times. It's in 3 pieces. Are you going to put it in 1 piece or are you just going to let it ride like that?
Well, it's too much of a pain.
Fuck it, huh?
The audio version, I edited that all together into 1 piece.
All right.
But the video version, like I said, it's too much of a pain to do.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with YouTube. YouTube's falling apart. All this shit's falling apart.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. It's the apocalypse.
he just wants it to be the apocalypse.
No, I'm just seeing it, man. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, but you don't want me to be negative, but I'm seeing this shit every day fucking make less and less sense. I like what they're doing on Wall Street, though.
Just embrace the suck. You know?
Everybody can see it for what it is now.
You know. Yeah. But yeah, so sorry we didn't do a live stream yesterday, but like I said, we drove over to the wilds of Ocala.
Yeah, that was the shit there, man. Fucking, I hadn't been out of the country in a long time.
I always forget. It's like, I used to go out to my mom's house all the time, but it's like every time I go, I always forget. And I say this every single time I go out there. I'm like, holy crap, I always forget how far out in the middle of fucking nowhere this place is. Yeah. There's like nothing. It takes an hour and a half to get there from here.
There's nothing on the way there. Fucking halfway, there was a gas station.
Yeah.
And that was like a
gas station and like a Dollar General.
Yeah, and Dollar General. And a barbecue place. And that shit was the attraction for the whole fucking area.
Yeah,
because I went there, it was fucking packed.
There's nothing else to do.
It was packed. It's like, what the fuck? It was just filled up to the brim.
That's what you do, man.
With people waiting to buy shit and buy gas, and it was like, and I hadn't seen like
that's
Florida.
Like your weekly excursion.
I hadn't seen Florida country people in a while. I forgot how fucking big they were, man. Fucking, I walk in there, I was like, "What's up, little man?" Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, it's real country out there.
Half them women look like a fucking stack of potato sacks. And it's just like, goddamn. And what's funny is that they have money, man. They have fucking expensive cars. Harley Davidson's fucking everywhere.
Well, yeah, I got big farms out there.
Harley Davidson.
It's all like rural.
I must have saw 20 fucking Harleys, man. Nice bikes, too. And then a lot of those Dodge Chargers and fucking anything that looked like a 70s muscle car, they have it. They have it. And it was wild, man. It was fucking. Trump's still president out there, I tell you, man. Fucking all the flagpoles had fucking Trump flags on them. And there were more Confederate flags and Gadsden flags than American flags out there. Wouldn't you say, Jenny? Or maybe half
well,
and
yeah,
half.
But like I said, it's Florida.
It was no joke.
It's always been
It was fucking no joke. I forgot, man. I forgot
that's,
what it was
like.
Like
I said,
there.
That's literally out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You can go 30, 40 miles and not see a single other car. Not see a single other. There's a road, obviously.
Oh, there's all kinds of people and houses out there.
Yeah, there's houses, but a lot of them are kind of spread out. Every now and then there'd be like a little town, sort of. I don't even know if you'd call it a town.
Sometimes you can see back inside the woods these little bitty houses, about half of them abandoned. Some of them look like trailers. Some of them look like houses. And then there'll be a fucking mansion.
Yeah, with like a big horse thing, like corral like around it and stuff.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter fucking what kind of house it is or trailer, they have those damn four-wheelers.
Yeah.
It's not a four-wheeler. It's like something the Army has now. It's kind of like a gator. Because a four-wheeler is more like a four-wheeled motorcycle. These are like little bitty cars.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw a bunch of those.
Lots of those.
Well, the thing about it, I mean, it's Ocala National Forest, which if you're not from here, it's like it's kind of in the middle of the state, but it's massive, obviously. Yeah. And it's like a national park. And it's really, really big. And you can camp there. So there's every now and then there's campgrounds or there's like a little river or there's a spring. When I was a kid, we used to go to Alexander Springs and Silver Glen, I think, is another spring there. And like sometimes we would go there and camp and there's like a little... You know, there's like a really nice spring and there's gators and stuff and you can swim down in there. You can scuba dive and snorkel and that kind of shit. Do canoeing.
So I just forgot.
I used to do that when I was a kid.
I forgot, you know, because I lived out in Eustis for a little while, and I just forgot how fucking country folk around here look. They're fucking big, man. And women are 6 feet tall. Watching there, it's like,
they're
damn.
Injecting themselves with the cow hormones.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, man? These motherfuckers are big, man. It's not like that in town.
It's eating all that. What's that? Cracker Barrel.
Yeah,
they don't even have a Cracker Barrel out there.
That's fucking big time. That's big city shit. Cracker Barrel. That's like the fucking local. That's like the local tourist trap to be the Cracker Barrel. We were driving on the way back, and I was like, Jenny, man, I'd love to fucking put a restaurant out here. Because there was no restaurants.
Hardly any. Like I said, there was a tiny little shack that was like a barbecue place. Yeah. And I think that there was a Subway attached to that gas station.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
I said, I'd put a country restaurant out here with hamburgers and chicken fried steak. And you'd have to have like, I'll give out some fucking chicken curry. And get him into that.
Well,
and then
I, foreign.
And some really good pizzas. There's no pizza out there. And just as I said that, we fucking passed a pizza place.
There was one pizza place.
They were thinking
like
the same thing
little,
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Where the fuck do you get a pizza around here?
Yeah, there's no Domino's or nothing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You forget how remote some of this. And it's not, like I said, it's not super far. It takes an hour and a half, almost exactly, to get from here, which is Sanford, to my mom's house. But during that way, there's a really, and my GPS kept dropping out, like my fucking cell phone signal keeps dropping out. You can't usually get a signal at my mom's house because it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. It's super creepy. And it's like really, really quiet out there.
Yeah, we got lost on the way there. I thought I had stumbled onto the fucking, and you gotta understand something, I'm from Mississippi,
some
all right?
Hills Have Eyes shit.
Yeah, I thought I was in like, I was like, man, this is some fucking Chainsaw Massacre shit going on here, man.
I know.
Dirt roads with big, huge potholes that lead to little fucking cottages in the middle of a fucking thicket. And they're like, man, do they have electricity out here? What the fuck? And you could tell that they said, fuck those potholes. Let them get bigger. Those things were like three, four feet deep.
Yeah, because those potholes
they didn't want you back in there.
Right. No.
They didn't want you back
in
there.
Yeah, they're like not even potholes. These were like big chasms,
they were like,
craters.
You could almost skateboard in them.
Yeah. Just like, they just dug that up.
Yeah.
Although I was like, I'm sure they have to go places sometime. You'd think that would be like too much of a pain in the ass. It's like every time they have to go to the fucking store for toilet paper, they have to go mess up your fucking...
Yeah, but that was a little, you know, Mississippi is a little flatter and it's not quite overgrown. You know what I mean? You can see the houses. You're going to trim your shit so you can see the house. Those houses were hidden in those damn bushes. I was like, what the
Well,
fuck
like
is going
I said,
on
it's Ocala
here?
National Forest.
Yeah.
And around the outside, they sell lots and everything. So you can. So it's a literal forest.
Yeah. And it's a trip, man. I hadn't been down there in a while. And forgot how boring it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's not much going on. And what's funny is that where we live, you go just a few minutes, you're downtown. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you go 5 minutes in the other direction, you're out in the middle of fucking nowhere again.
Yeah, it's
I forgot about
weird.
That.
Yeah, we're like right
we're
on
right
the
edge.
We're
right at the edge. Yeah.
I mean, we're only...
I never go that way anymore.
We're only like 2 miles from I-4, right? Which goes right downtown. And it takes about 20 minutes to get downtown. That's like 18 miles, something like that. But yeah, you go a few minutes in the other direction and there's just like hardly anything. It's just like farms and road and nothingness. Yeah. It's super crazy.
Yeah.
And I always forget every time we go out there. It was nice to see my mom. My sister came down. That's why I went out there. We don't usually make that horrible drive because it takes forever. We didn't get home until like 6:30, I don't think, and we weren't even there that long. All right, so...
I know one thing, though. I wouldn't go out there and start fucking around. Not with them people. They weren't fucking playing.
No.
They weren't fucking playing.
Not at all.
No. They're just... I don't know. If you were probably foreign, maybe if you're around from a big city or from Europe... I don't think there's anything like that in Europe. I don't think the concept of you could just get on a damn vehicle and get on and start driving through the woods for a fucking half hour and you're still on the same dude's property. I don't think that really exists in Europe, does it?
Well, I don't know, do I?
All right. But, if you ever got any trouble out there, then you're on your own. You're on your fucking own.
Well, all I could think while we were driving, I'm like, wow, it'd be really easy to hide a body out here.
Yeah. You don't want to make those natives...
They would never find it. They would never find you.
You wouldn't want to make them natives fucking angry.
Well, they'll just feed you to some alligators, man. They'll just throw you in Lake Oklawaha or whatever.
Yeah.
They'd never find your bones.
I was impressed even from a Mississippi standpoint. I was like, these fuckers are rough, man. And they don't. And here's the thing: they have money. They had money. They had money. They had good vehicles. Fucking all. I imagine they had some fucking badass guns too. They knew what was up.
I mean, like I said, some of the houses were real shitty, but some of them were actually really nice.
Did you notice some of them shitty old houses also had fucking badass hot rods out in front?
Well, yeah, that's where their priorities. You went in there,
I got my priorities straight. Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Got my priorities straight.
Yeah, it's a little scary out there.
Yeah.
My mom's lived out there for, goddamn, since the 90s, I think.
Yeah, and then you'd see a fucking mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about this movie. So we watched this a couple nights ago. I remember somebody asking us to review this because Shudder just added it.
Somebody said, no, Tom, you can't have a throne made out of skulls. That'd be cool, huh?
He's like, that's it. Oh, yeah, I can't help it.
I thought I was gonna see Daryl and Merle at any fucking moment. Yeah.
But yeah, so somebody asked us to review this movie. This is called The Queen of Black Magic. At least that is the English title. Now this is a Shudder exclusive, and it was just added like a week or so ago. And this is another Indonesian movie, and it was written by Joko Anwar, who was the same guy that wrote Empedagore, which I actually really liked, one of my favorite horror movies of last year. So I liked Empedagore more than this one, but this one was pretty good too. Although I will say, this one reminded me a lot of, what was that other Indonesian movie we just reviewed? I think it was May the Devil Take You or May the Devil Take You
There's
Too.
There's been so many of them.
It had like a similar kind of story.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So I feel like that, you know, so a lot of the Indonesian movies, particularly the ones, you know, that were written and directed by the same dudes, they have a similar vibe to them. So sometimes they do kind of like blend together a little bit. But that said, I really liked this one. Although I will say I liked the first half better than the second half. For some reason, I liked the first half was like really creepy and moody and unsettling and stuff. And then I think the second half, it went more like straight on horror and gore and stuff, which was fine, but you know.
It was not a bad movie. I enjoyed it. There's some about Indonesia, they're kind of, they're doing good right now, at least the movies that we're getting here to in the United States. Wasn't the one about the alligator down in the pool, wasn't that Indonesia
too? That was Thai.
That was Thai?
That was a Thai movie, yeah. The Pool.
Right. Yeah, The Pool. That was a good one too.
I really liked that movie a lot.
It was okay. There was a lot of influence from Hollywood horror movies. I could see where, you know, they were homaging a lot of stuff. So you know, you could tell the director and the writer, they liked horror movies. And I'd imagine probably Indonesia watches a lot of the same classics that, you know, we watch.
Well, yeah, so, horror fans around the world, everywhere. We just kind of... Oh, I should note, too, that this is actually a remake of an Indonesian film from 1981. So... Yeah.
When it was going, I wasn't really sure what it was. I thought maybe they were setting it up for a haunted house type movie. It's a witch movie. Which it's kind of like a haunted house.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, that's one thing is that it's called Queen of Black Magic, so you know that there is going to be some, like, witchery afoot, like, later on. So, the story about it is that there are these people who grew up in an orphanage. And it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And I guess the dude that runs the orphanage, Mr. Bandy, I think his name is, he's dying, like he's on his deathbed. So all of these dudes that are grown up now and they have their own like wives and kids and whatnot. So they're all kind of coming back to this orphanage to kind of pay their last respects to Mr. Bandy. So they get there and I really like, this is what I mean when I say like I really like the beginning, because I really like, they kind of, you know, just the opening scene is just the family in the car driving up there and they're just kind of bantering back and forth like a family. It's, you know, it's very realistic. You get like a sense of their character and whatnot. It's like the dude, his wife, and their three kids. And then it seems like they hit something. Although you're led to believe that maybe it's a deer, but it's just kind of like this, a little bit of an unsettling detail. And they're just like, oh, okay, well, there, that happened. And then they just get there. But then as it progresses later on, and I like that it's kind of a slow burn to start with. You kind of get there, all the other people get there, they all go see Mr. Bandy, who's just laying there being like, blah, like dying and whatnot. And one of the girls who I guess she works there, or she's one of the orphans. And she tells one of the kids about this whole thing that supposedly happened. There was this woman that used to live there or work there, and she was presumed to have kidnapped this other little girl that lived there named Murnie. And they never found Murnie. Like, she went missing. So they don't know if she murdered her and buried her somewhere, or if she was abusing the girl and the girl ran away or whatever. So they never found that. And so they said, so we, you know, captured this woman and we trapped her in this room, and she ended up dying from, like, banging her head against the door. And they think, like, she still haunts the shit and everything. So that was pretty cool. Like, I like that they, like, you said that it had kind of, almost kind of like a 70s.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe, which, like I said, it's a remake of a movie from 1981, so maybe that's why it has that.
I could tell they were trying to do that 70s kind of slow burn setup the beginning. Although once the magic started kicking off, it didn't slow burn anymore. It just came on.
Just basically centipedes flying and people cutting off their own fat and, you know, all kind of shit.
It was an okay movie.
It was pretty good. I actually really enjoyed it. Like I said, I think I maybe would give Empedagore the, a little bit more, because I think I like that one a little bit more.
If you're in the mood for this kind of movie, then you'd enjoy it. I'm not sure I was totally in the mood for it at the time that I was watching it. I think if I were to give a recommendation for what you want to watch tonight, it wouldn't be this one. It'd be 1 hour photo with Robin Williams. We just did a review of that one. We saw that one again. That bitch is a masterpiece.
Yeah, that's the one that's coming up on Friday.
Yeah, and I think that was Louis that sent me that Blu-ray.
Yeah,
I think it was Louis.
I hope it was, because I think that's what we said on that's what we said on the tape.
Louis, wasn't that you that sent me that 1 hour photo?
Yeah, because he's here. I don't think Michael is, but because I said you two are, you know, mainly, as Sophie does too, but you two guys are mainly the ones that send us movies.
Yeah.
So I knew it had to be one of y'all. But yeah, but I really this had some really cool imagery. Like I said, I liked the beginning when I wasn't really sure what was going on, like with the whole, you know, did I really hit a deer or did I hit somebody else? And then, like, they go out in the fucking cornfield and they find the bus, which I don't really want to spoil too much of that, but they find a bus out in the cornfield and, yeah, there's some, like, pretty creepy shit in there, like some kind of horrifying. And so I liked that because I was just kind of like, what the hell is going on?
It wasn't Louis that sent it. We don't know who sent it.
Oh, well, shit. Okay, well, maybe it was Michael then. Michael E.
I don't know.
Might have been, because he sends us a lot of
movies. Somebody sent it to me.
Yeah, we got it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen 1 hour photo with Robin Williams, go check that one out. We've got the review coming out in a couple of days. If you haven't seen it, I don't want to spoil it for you. But you could probably stream that for a couple bucks. But that's an excellent watch. It's kind of very Kubrickian. The visuals are fucking great. Real good story. Character driven. Fucking Robin Williams playing like a villain.
Sort of, yeah.
He's mentally ill, but you just got to see it. It's good. Real good.
Yeah. So like I said, it was, that's the movie retrospective that we recorded for this week, because that was the one that won in the poll. But yeah, if you have Shudder, this is definitely worth watching, especially if you're into other Indonesian horror, if you like Satan's Slaves or, you know, Empedagore or whatever.
Yeah, you can get Shudder without Amazon
Prime. Yeah, because we had Shudder way before we had Amazon Prime. Yeah. It's a Shudder.
It's like $5.
Yeah, it's a completely just a la carte service. You just go. And I think it's $4.99 or $5.99 or something like that. I usually get it.
It's the best buy on the internet.
Yeah, and actually, if you pay for it annually, it's cheaper. And I got a free T-shirt. I don't know if they're still doing that. I think it was $50-something $50 a year.
And you get his T-shirt, I think.
Yeah, and I got like a T-shirt out of it. But yeah, it's totally worth what, I mean, there's always something on there worth watching, because they don't just have movies. They have series, they have a couple of like podcasts that you can listen to. They got some documentaries. They're always switching things out. You know what I mean? It's not like a massive, massive library, but it's really well curated. Like they always, and they have like a really good mix of new shit and old shit and foreign stuff. And
got a lot of the old classic 70s giallo movies and
early 80s ton of giallo movies. Yeah.
That were great, that are kind of forgotten. You don't hear about them much anymore. They're really well done.
Yeah.
You know, I think I keep seeing Dead and Buried coming up over and over again. Every time
that's always on their little streaming thing.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
That's another thing, too. They have a little streaming. So it's like you can just, if you don't feel like picking something, you can just have it on. It's just like TV. And they just But it has like Joe Bob Briggs is on there, like all his stuff. They have Channel Zero, which I really like. A Discovery of Witches, which I heard was really good. That's a series.
Creepshow series.
The Creepshow series. Like all that stuff is on there. Like I said, documentaries, all kind of stuff. So, there's all kind of fun stuff. So I always do recommend it because it's super cheap. I mean, it's one of the cheapest services out there, and especially if you're really into horror and you want to see a lot of the new shit. And
there's always
something
good on there.
There's always something worth watching on there. And like I said, they're not endorsing the channel or anything like that. I just really, really like it. But yeah, you can totally get it just by itself, like standalone, because I've had it standalone for a really long time. So what else? We don't really have anything else to talk about, do we? Probably not. So I guess we'll be finding a newish movie this evening tonight too. I haven't found one, so I don't know what I'm going to be watching yet. But
T's in there. Hey, T, go check out 1 Hour Photo. See that one. You haven't seen it.
Pat says Shudder's fine. I wish it would have had more of the Universal classics. I always kind of wonder if maybe
copyright.
Yeah, maybe it's like harder for them to get the rights. They do have a lot of Hammer stuff. They have a lot of like Roger Corman's, like Edgar Allan Poe adaptations. They have a bunch of those, but yeah, they don't seem to have a lot of Universal. And like I said, maybe it's just kind of a thing where they can't, like,
got purchased by somebody who has a streaming service.
That's probably what it is. But I mean, I've always been really pleased with how diverse their stuff is, and they always kind of come up with like a lot of really good, particularly foreign stuff and old stuff that you kind of forgot about. You know what I mean?
I'm just going to bet Universal's is owned by Disney now.
Didn't
Disney buy a fucking shit ton of
fucking
studios?
I don't know. I feel like probably one company owns everything nowadays. So.
Yeah, everything's a monopoly.
And it's probably...
It's obvious now that everything is a monopoly, basically. Yeah.
But that might be why that that you can't... That they can't get the Universal stuff, so I'm sure it's a rights issue. But, so anyway, I'm going to find a new movie tonight to watch, and we'll talk about that with you guys tomorrow. So thanks, as always, for dropping by, and we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Bye.